Killian! Here's Sub-Zero! Now, Plane Zero!
Plane Zero! Plane Zero! Plane Zero! Plane Zero! Hold up. Hold up. Hold
and Charlie said that
hello Vito. And welcome to another exciting episode of Plane Zero, the podcast dedicated to finding out if the movies of the past hold up in the present so that you can watch them in the future. This is episode 462. I didn't check beforehand. That's on me.
I didn't make sure the
it's
other day.
62, 63. It's one of them. My name is Travis.
Jaime.
Nick.
You almost said Jim.
I did.
What was that about?
Oh, Jim. It's because he said Jaime threw you off completely. Go to planezero.com where you can find
links. I said Jaime. I didn't say Jaime.
I can't believe that's this is happening true. Right now.
Where you can find links to all of our social media as well as Aaron's art.
Now I can hear you guys.
And also to go along with this episode, Aaron had done art for Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters. So you can find shirts for that on there too of his art, and I'll post the links for that also at some point during the week on the Facebook.
Bunch
and
of
the
people buy those actually,
and the Twitters and all that.
That and his Lemmy of Motorhead artwork.
But not enough people buying dog hands and
no. Occasionally.
Bird nose.
No one buying Plane Zero shirts, though.
That's about right.
Sad. I'm going to buy one.
You have to buy one again?
I don't know what happened to my old one, but probably because it just didn't fit right, but I should have just waited.
As the dog, what is that, the tail wagging the dog or something? Yeah, that's right. Think about it. Follow us on wherever you follow, you know, whatever social media you are. There's representation there, basically.
If you hear noises, that's my brother being upset about a basketball game.
Wherever you get your podcasts, write a review or hit the like button or subscribe, whatever they do on there, just do it. It helps. Cool.
Nick, would you say you get this upset at the WNBA?
Yes.
What about that would upset you?
Just when, like, my favorite teams aren't doing well.
Okay.
Who's your favorite WNBA team?
Well, wait, why would he have a favorite WNBA Sparks team? He doesn't have a favorite NBA team.
No, the Sparks. I bleed purple and gold for the Sparks.
I thought you don't have favorite teams in sports, just in general.
I don't.
I heard that you were crazy for not having a favorite team.
I was.
You think their team would be called, like, the Rivers or something?
The Sparks?
L.A. Rivers or something.
The L.A. Cholos?
No, those are the Rivers Cuomos.
The L.A. Gangbangers?
That's true. What?
No, that's basically basketball, but it's the Riots. L.A. Riots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it true you haven't had a piece of meat for a month now?
Meat?
Yeah.
It's back on the menu, boys.
But you're just pure vegan right now.
He's not. He doesn't have time for your shenanigans.
Wow. You know, I honestly had too much broccoli, too much raw broccoli. I feel kind of weird right now. I may have OD'd.
I don't think that's a thing.
Some,
you could be full.
There's something,
but it's
like,
not like it, broccoli has tryptophan. That's what's in turkey.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, you looked at me like I said a weird word, like I'm crazy.
No, it's because people always talk about tryptophan. I'm taking the glasses off for this.
Oh shit! I pissed him off with this tryptophan turkey talk.
I regret it now. I can see.
Anyways, I picked this week's movie, and I went with, what is it, 1996's That Thing
I've
You
never
Do?
Seen this movie before.
Are you joking?
No. I thought this was your first time.
Whoa.
I'm not taking a picture. I'm just because of where everything's situated. I have to,
I just,
in order to look,
I just
want to
say the weakest part of this movie is that they don't play the main song enough.
1996, I was right. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Written and directed by Tom Hanks.
Who's that?
Thomathan Hanks.
He should do more things.
Starring Thomathan Hanks.
How come he doesn't make other movies?
Yeah, he didn't really do any else in a day.
I mean,
he just did this in that Toy Story thing.
No, he directed that Larry Crown movie that was out a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And then an episode of Band of Brothers. Isn't that one episode of From the Earth to the Moon?
Is that movie about the Four Tops?
I was going to say, is that the documentary about Van Halen?
In 1993, there was a TV series for A League of Their Own. Not the current one. But there was one, an old one that he directed an episode for, evidently.
What's his name?
Also an episode of Tales from the Crypt.
Whoa.
That he directed. It just was in 1992.
Not the one with Arnold.
I don't think it says what one it is.
No. We should watch that, see if that holds up.
Watch all the old episodes of Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah.
It's probably not a lot of them do.
That's possible.
In October, we should just be all just Tales from the Crypt episodes. We'll just review like three at a time. And then be sad that they're so bad.
He also wrote that movie Greyhound that he just did for Apple TV.
I love that movie.
I don't know. There we go. So he's done some stuff, but yeah, primarily this is like probably the biggest movie he directed.
What about movies?
Larry Crown.
Has he acted though?
No. Just this and Larry Crown.
Nice. Bachelor Party.
Oh yeah, that one too.
Yeah. Just those. That's it.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Nothing where he did it all in a day.
Yeah.
Or someone did all that in a day.
Man, is Disney still making those live action things?
Yes, because Mufasa's coming out.
Yeah, when was that's not live action.
I mean, it is, but it isn't.
They said Hercules, but they've never like casted or said anything.
No, but like, when's the last one that actually did well? Like that people loved.
Oh, because The Little Mermaid. I mean, no, that did really well.
Did it?
Yeah,
The Little Mermaid did decent. I haven't watched it, but
I haven't either.
Oh, I.
Know oh no, what? I have it. Watched it.
I want it's, to. I just haven't.
It's sure, not, it's not the same.
I don't care for it. I don't know.
I like the Jungle Book. These are live action Jungle Book. Live action Aladdin. No,
Aladdin's great.
And Beauty and the Beast was good.
Yeah, I think Beauty and the Beast live action is better than the cartoon.
Yeah, I don't like the cartoon of that. Yeah.
Because in this one, they really try to kill her father.
Yeah. No, that in Jungle Book, they really enhanced it.
And really making it her father be Kevin Kline. So it's like you trying to kill Kevin Kline makes me not like you even more. Gaston.
He's a gay president or something.
Two different movies. My man.
I just combined two of his movies.
He was an impersonator of a president, and then sat in for the president when the president had a stroke.
Yeah,
and then in In and Out, he was a teacher.
It was Moon Over Ecuador.
What
was that? What that was?
Moon Over Ecuador,
Parador, Moon Over Parador.
That's what that movie's called.
Yeah, it's not a real country.
Oh shit. Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
You're talking about Cribbendorf's Tribe.
Your Fresh Lovely Peaches. That was from the national anthem for Parador.
I don't remember any of that movie.
Well, it's a great movie.
Was there a maid riding him in the beginning?
Yes.
No, it was. That was the other one.
That was Dave.
And that was Nick Nolte?
No, that was in...
No, it's not a maid. No, but he's having sex and he has a heart. That's in Dave.
No. Down now in Beverly Hills. He's
Bob's wife from La Bamba.
Yeah, Mirage from Incredibles.
First time I
she's dead, by the way.
Yes,
that was the first time I heard about lox and bagels, and I've never been the same since. It was all up.
I don't
all
love
down.
Lox and bagels.
So delicious.
You're basically saying you're like the guy who directed. What is it? Who directed like Battleship? Who said the first time he heard Body Count, not Body Count, when he first time he heard Sweat from My Balls, he was having sex with, or was that Ice-T who said it?
No,
that was a real musician.
Butthole Surfers.
Yeah.
Oh, I always thought it was the guy from.
No,
it looks like
him. No, but your friend Josh, he's dead.
It looks like that guy.
My first cheat meal for breakfast is gonna be lox and bagels. For lunch, it's gonna be a Reuben sandwich. Yeah.
But you're not going to eat six pieces of pizza while driving?
I am not going to eat six pieces of pizza while driving, though. No.
It's fun.
You have a problem, sir. you got a raspberry.
Oh, yeah, that's raspberry. Isn't that what Homer Simpson said?
Yes.
oh, God, that's raspberry.
This is the movie about a band and basically how...
Brothers?
They have this one song that becomes incredibly popular and it kind of makes them famous.
You know what? That song... It's so good. Like, I love that song.
It is a great song.
I can't believe you've never seen this before. But that song, like, if it wasn't that good, I'd hate this movie.
The song has to be good for the movie to work.
But it's like...
Like, it has to legitimately be... Because of
how
that thing
you
do.
Like, you don't know. You're writing a song.
No, but if you hear a song, like, most people be like...
Nah, man. I don't know. They got magic in a bottle right there. Lightning in a bottle?
I mean, yeah, it's lightning.
Genie in a bottle.
Gotta rub me the right way. But yeah.
Is Adam Schlesinger, was he the guy who was in Fountains of Wayne saying Stacy's yes. mom? So he wrote the song. And he does all he had written, like, he writes a lot for like Broadway.
They had a contest.
Yeah. And he writes a lot of like songs for Broadway. He's passed. He died early in COVID. From COVID. He was one of the few people one of the big famous names that had died early on.
And Stacy's mom is a bang.
I don't even know what that is.
Stacy, can't you see? You're just not the girl for me.
Is that Bowling for Soup?
No.
No, it's Fountains of Wayne.
Wait, I thought the whole time that was Bowling for Soup.
And it was that model, like she was like the mom in trying to seduce his little boy.
Wait, is that Stacy's mom?
No, because I looked this up when we were talking about Bowling for Soup forever ago, not on the show, but like when they were going to the festival in Vegas.
1985.
So the
Travis
1985
Bertaney didn't know that.
Evidently, the 1985 video is very similar to the Stacy's mom video. I guess.
Wait,
no, it's not.
Isn't it also an older woman who's dancing for them? And
no,
wait, they
them.
Didn't sing Stacy's mom. What'd they do?
Some song called 1985.
He pretends he didn't know it.
We're gonna have to go next door and call Abe and have him sing them both.
No, but
Stacy's mom. No, she's got it going on.
No, 1985 is more about like them changing like 80s style, like the whole video. But yes, there is a mom, but it's not like that.
Is the lead is the guitarist still alive?
The fat one?
Yeah.
No, he's actually thinner than the lead singer.
They did a vice versa.
So you're saying he's clean?
Yeah. He died clean. No, he didn't die clean because
he's huge.
Wow, good for him. Wait, no one.
The guitar player or bass player?
All right. So this guy won a contest. He barely beat out Paul Stanley, I heard.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Okay,
tell everyone about it.
You tell. You're the one who read that.
I think this movie's it's a very like simple like kind
happen.
Of it's story.
Oh yeah, tell us about the story.
That's what I was starting to do, and then we started talking about the Stacy's mom in 1985. But yeah, it's this band. They're one of them. Their drummer hurts himself, so they get this other guy who's also a drummer. Who's friends with Steve Zahn?
I forgot that Giovanni Ribisi was
the original drummer.
I mean, it's a solid outfit right here. Like, it's just a solid actors.
There's a lot of now they're people who you recognize, but at the time, most of the band weren't really well known.
But you know what? I swear to God that was Billy Crudup as the lead singer. But
not Jonathan. No, it's Jonathan Sketch.
Probably thinking of Almost Famous.
Wasn't he married to Christina Applegate?
Jonathan Sketch,
yeah,
maybe.
I mean, that
Sketch,
the Sketch,
that's
yeah,
Sketch.
Take us there, Sketch.
He looks like an asshole, but the story, like, it does kind of show like he is a dick, but not like completely.
No, he's a dick that just takes this really seriously. Yeah. So it's like you fault him, but also you don't.
No, yeah,
because he just cares well, more than the rest of them.
But also, I mean, that part would be forgivable. It's the way that he just the way he treats Faye that's supposed to make him a full-on
dick. Like at the end, though, he just does it. Like
it's because he's got a crush on that girl that whole time he's trying to.
She's banging.
Yeah, they're probably banging.
But I mean, they should have just done that, showed that then, or like.
You just want full penetration.
No, it's missing the full penetration. No, but they should have just shown that more because it's just like he just seems like he just doesn't care about her, of course. But yes, he cares about his music. And then all of a sudden he just goes off on her. And you're like, what the fuck? Where did that come from? Dude turns into a werewolf, eats his heart, turns human again.
Well, I was just, so they get, when Phoebe's stepbrother can't play anymore, they get American Werewolf in Paris to be the new drummer.
Was really solid in their roles, and they were so like each band member was so different in personality.
Well, Steve's
was
on,
like,
Steve's
I love
on.
That's
but
Steve's
it, I mean, on. It makes sense why they fall apart too so easily once like they get money.
Yeah, because I mean, if they were all like the fake Billy Crudup guy, then they would have stayed together. But like he's so serious about making this band work. The drummer,
and all he cares about is recording in a studio.
The drummer can't believe he's famous, but he also just he loves music, but in a different way. He's
just a music
nerd. He cares more about playing than he does about necessarily.
Ethan Embry just wanted to go in the army,
loved
Jesus,
and that's set up even early on because you see him leave the army store when the song's playing on the radio,
and the bad guy from Night at the Museum.
Ricky Gervais?
No, the bad guy. Ricky Gervais just owns a museum.
You mean Dick Van Dyke?
No, the
what?
No, yeah, him and the black dude, aren't they the bad guys?
Oh, Bill Cobbs.
Yeah,
they're the guy bad who's guys. The actual drummer that he or the yeah. piano player that he loves, yeah. like the actual musician that,
they're
that
the villains.
Tom Everett Scott is a fan of.
Give me the keys, Lisa. Oh, see, that scene's kind of seen like that. What do you say? Give me the Cavassier.
He ain't even got his license, Hennessy. Lisa.
He ain't got his license.
Yeah,
he don't like Malacca's. That's earlier.
That's the same scene. But he gets even more drunker. Yeah, that's why. And then that's when oh shit.
He wanted the Hennessy. And then we see Tom Hanks.
Because you're the only hen I see.
He's just like.
She just wanted to fuck Tom Everett Scott.
Yeah, he's like.
Because she even says
together.
You're no use to me anymore because he's too drunk.
Yeah, because she's noble.
He still could have done it.
I think it's because she's worried that he won't be able to perform because of how drunk he is.
The next day, because it's a very important performance.
Sure. But yeah, so they become like first this guy who runs basically like manages out of the back of his trailer, wants to sign them and manage them. And Steve Zahn says that this man with a very nice he's
that's
amazing.
All I think of. When
Steve
I
Zahn's the best part of this movie for sure.
The dad in this is such a comically like 1950s dad.
And he keeps leaving the sign on.
Yeah.
He's just going to let it burn.
But that like I but that I relate because my daughter is the same way.
Doesn't constantly. Turn off lights.
I mean, like, he never does it anyway. Why would he?
Yeah. I mean it's so relatable. Like she'll just every time. She didn't turn off lights or she didn't like throw away her dental floss. She just leaves it somewhere or like I'll see a bag of chips on the floor. And it's like why? It's like why? It's so mad.
And this is like Charlize Theron's first movie.
Yeah.
This like, came out the same year as 2 weeks or 2 nights in the Valley, 2 days in the Valley,
really?
Which was her big breakout role
That's
kind
a
of
good movie.
Handjob House.
Fuck no, you don't need no nose job. Danny Hale is great.
That is Danny Hale.
That was
yes.
that was good at the time, but I don't even know
I don't
why.
Think it would be. I don't think
no?
it would be anymore.
It was,
no.
like, a, it was like a fake Pulp
no.
Fiction.
It definitely was a movie that was trying to bank off
but
of
it
Pulp
was,
Fiction.
But it was funny. I mean, I think.
Because of Danny Hale.
I'm afraid it wouldn't be good anymore. I can tell you that
and just,
much.
And Jeff Daniels' obsession with the handjob house?
James Spader just being a weird killer guy?
I don't even remember that.
He's the main. He's the guy. Him and what? Him and Charlize Theron are a couple.
I don't even
and remember they're murderers. They're killers.
Oh, my
they're
God.
Hitmans.
Did I watch that movie?
Wow. Oh, my God. Robert California is saying you just have to do a certain amount of cardio. Oh, my God. Our uncle's Robert California.
That makes sense.
I actually believe that.
All right.
I've met your uncle, and I believe this to be true. But, yeah, so as they become more and more famous, it's just that you can see that they're all have different things that they care about. Steve Zahn just wants to have fun and make money. Like, that's really all he cares about.
I can't hear it no more.
Tom Everett Scott
there it is.
Just wants, nope. like I said, just wants, like you said, wants to play.
There it is.
And then,
nope.
You don't have to keep saying. People are like, why does he keep saying nope?
Yep.
American Werewolf in Paris.
Yes, just you know, he's carried, like
Dead Man on Campus.
He's also Dead Man on Campus.
See, we need to watch that.
Well, I mean, someone's got to pick that. The guy's something. A good actor. Like, I don't get why he didn't do more.
Because he's ugly.
I don't think he's ugly.
I wouldn't call him ugly. You just don't like that he has a lot of curly hair.
No. He's got a big old head.
Shades.
And you hate that he's shades. Spartacus.
He's Spartacus?
He kept saying
that. I'm Spartacus.
Oh.
He named like, that drum track.
He kept saying that. That'd
yeah.
Be like,
that's his thing.
That'd be like if Travis kept saying Snoochie Boochie. He'd be like, what are you doing?
Steve Zahn. What?
Yeah.
Steve Zahn was just trying to talk to ladies. You know, your girlfriend just walked in. And
oh,
he's
okay.
Like, he's like,
so. And then she asks about the bass player. Oh, he's married.
I'm not.
I'm not, though.
Yeah, the only really weird thing was the overreaction that fake Billy Crudup had.
He looks like a Mexican Billy Crudup.
He did kind of. Like, at the end where it's just like, whoa, you said we're engaged?
Yeah, where did that come from?
It's like, that's fucking weird.
Was she really sick? What was the point of that?
I don't
know. She actually sick on set or something?
I don't know.
I thought it was weird that they were doing that.
That was a little disjointed because she was okay, and then he kind of got sick, and then I'm like, what's happening here?
I didn't know what's happening there either.
That was a little odd.
It's just drama.
A little jumbled.
Young squad?
No, but Tom Hanks was a nice manager. He was, like,
he was yeah.
looking out for her
the guy that
and
says,
the other guy.
The guy that sends Young Squire... Maybe what they like, he looks like what they copied the dude in Rick and Morty off of the teacher because it just that face looks like it's scary. Like that little mustache in the face.
No,
like, that looks
no.
Like,
oh, you're him. Crazy.
Every time I see no. that guy in a movie, I'm like, that's
I feel
the
like
teacher.
I can't do that voice. I was like thinking of the voice.
You don't.
I'm like, it's
don't
too
do
racist.
It. Yeah, don't do it.
I mean, technically, if we do drunk Anthony Michael Hall from Weird Science, it's also
you know
racist.
What? He was the only good part of that one episode with the iced tea thing.
What?
The teacher, Rick and Morty.
The one where iced tea, oh, where it's yeah. water tea?
He was the only good, I know. That was a lot.
That's the worst episode of Rick and Morty ever.
But that teacher, he's just always great.
Mm. Yeah.
It was a good time.
And there's the guy who says Squire.
Oh, and then they had
no.
had Roach. Roach was in it. He was their number one
fan. He has one of the best parts, which is when the guy's hosting the talent show. You suck, Kip.
The host?
He keeps yelling at him. And
the host
guy,
is the best
wait,
part.
Wait, who is that?
Some dude.
I'll kick your ass.
That was amazing. That was such a great
just because he cracks. Yeah. Like, the
and you
fact
know,
that
and
it gets to him.
And it looks like, because Travis had texted McPoyle heckling, and I was like, I don't remember a minute. And when
I thought
saw
you had already
like,
watched it because you said we were watching. Like,
I'm like, it doesn't even look like him.
It's really. Not McPoyle.
Isn't that Ryan McPoyle?
No. They're not the same guy. Dude, that's Roach. He's an old ass man now. But the guy who you're talking about, he was in People Under the Stairs.
Yeah.
And Aaron Burr, the peanut butter commercial. Yeah. That guy you're talking about.
I feel like I always mix those two up.
Like, but that's not McPoyle.
It's like 15 to 20 years younger. McPoyle is like way younger than
all
that
right.
guy.
Well, you know what? Mystery
so
solved.
I got to figure out who played
no
one, that guy.
No wonder I mean, when I looked at him, I'm like, that looks like a totally
I mean,
different guy.
I get why you would say that because his head's shaped like him. He's ugly.
They are doppelgangers.
They're ugly, ugly people.
Doppelganger. You ever see the movie The Doppelganger Girl? Pretty good.
Gangbang Girl?
What's a doppelganger?
In the mouth. That was weird. That was a weird movie.
It's weird.
It, yeah, I mean, the guy looks a lot like
him.
Yeah.
They
are, yeah, you're right. He's way younger.
Yeah, that guy's way.
No wonder when I watched him look at him like, he looked really weird, different young.
Because this is Sean Whalen and the other guy's name is Nate Mooney.
But he even got mad at him. He was just
is that
like,
guy one of the Whalen brothers?
Wait, and what's his name? Chris Isaacs? He was the...
He's the uncle who has the...
And Tom Hanks,
church
like,
music.
Threw out his bosom buddy a bone and was like, I'm going to have you be
I think... Is Tom Hanks supposed to be the devil in this or something?
But he's such a good... He's like a good guy
like
in
the
this.
Angel?
But then he plays Colonel Tom Parker later on.
Who's a very who's mean the manager.
Oh, I need to see
who's
that.
A very so bad why? Manager.
I like Elvis.
I think
you guys Elvis
like Elvis?
Cool. What do you guys think of Elvis?
I mean, he's a pretty cool guy.
Fucking shaking Elvis, man.
His music's
he's
all
right. He's all
right. Man. Shaking them hips.
I saw Elvis fight the guy from Dune in Dune. I couldn't think of anything else that guy was in, so I just had to say the guy from Dune. I saw them fight.
Wonka?
Yeah, Wonka.
Willy
I saw
Wonka?
Him fight young Wonka.
Oh,
Elvis
yeah.
Fight him.
Willy Wonka. Fuck, I don't know what's happening anymore.
In Dune 2, they fight.
Skirt that?
Yeet!
It's so good.
Is that Jey Uso?
No.
No, it's Timothee Chalamet.
He looks like a child.
Yeet. He does.
He says yeet and dune.
No. Yes.
Skirt that.
Yeet that.
Woo!
Hey!
Really?
Hey! Well, I gotta see this movie now.
They're good movies.
I've heard nothing but good stuff, but
they're both
I
very
like the original. Is it gonna be better than the original?
I know. Nah, all
man.
I remember is Sting being in underwear.
I watched the original so many times, don't remember a minute of it.
I don't either.
Except for him in his underwear and the floating guy.
Yeah, remember that.
And then the dude from Twin Peaks on a worm.
Kyle MacLachlan.
The guy from Fallout. He hasn't
crawl
even
out
seen
through Fallout, the
Fallout yet.
I thought you. I don't know because your son's playing it.
Oh, is he? Because I watched for a little bit. And
no, he means it. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Man.
Oh, well, yeah,
it was bro. Painful.
Because he's not crawling out through
and
the fallout.
And then my son said he wanted to start, and I was like, oh, boy. I don't
oh
know.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if I could do that. Yeah.
So they start playing in fairs.
But this is how it used to be. It's like back in the day, like even being an actor or a musician, you could just play something. People were like, I like that. I'm a scout. I'm a talent
and
scout over here.
And honestly, their progression didn't seem as harsh as like the Monkees or the Beatles. Like, because the Monkees really wanted to play their stuff, but they were all pushing for it. And here you just have one guy pushing for it. But I don't even think they were abused that much. They were playing the fairs.
Well, no, because Tom Hanks is a good guy.
Yeah, they were getting the money.
They got to be in a movie as Captain Geach
and
the Shrimp Shack
and
Shooters.
That's why, like, you had one person representing the real, like, band person. But even Tom, not Tom Hanks.
Tom
son,
Everett Scott.
Tom Everett Scott. He's, like, into it. And, like, him playing the sax, amazing. Like,
we're not
great.
The Wonders.
Today we're not the Oneaters.
Yeah,
the Oneaters.
Well, all of Jimmy's band name ideas are all bad puns. Yeah. Like they're all awful. And then when they say, "Oh, well, you like," but then of course it's like Faye kind of thinks up, "Oh, it's the Wonders." If they'd have just put a dash, people would have understood it. By the way,
People in the 50s probably really stupid.
What are you gonna
and
do?
And I just
right?
love, like in the history,
they thought the Earth was flat.
Of all bands, like
I don't know what my voice like, is. Well, I had a speech impediment.
Like
just
they
now.
Started like when he just the drummer just took charge and started doing it up tempo.
No,
like,
and he just did it just to do it, and he just helped them.
Yeah. He made the band happen. That's what they say. It wouldn't have happened if he didn't join the band.
That first song is just like the first time I played it. It's like, and then he gets.
I need my people dancing erotically in my club.
That's basically that scene. But it's funny because the first person who's actually on board with it is Steve Zahn. He realizes, oh, this song's instantly better, and because you can watch him like, and he's kind of watching to see if Jimmy's starting to understand
you're
that it should be
gay?
Faster.
Like sucking dick, man. Jack Black and him are just wonderful. Jack Black's just wonderful.
But. Yeah, I mean, like these guys just like having fun and almost a Joey Tribbiani, Ethan Embry. He's just like he's
he
just
wanted to go to
Jesus.
Disneyland.
He's just there.
He just loves
Jesus.
Wants
to go to
Disneyland. He doesn't talk a lot.
No.
No, because he doesn't even have a name. He's just the bass player.
He has as many lines as Keanu Reeves has in that next movie.
In another movie.
Bill and Ted.
But the best part is after they filmed the scene for the movie, when they're doing that interview, and they're all talking about what bands got them first into music and everything, and then Steve Zahn's response is
smiles.
Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters.
And after he says it, Tom Hanks
just gives him a God damn it.
That's why it's like, this movie isn't like a huge comedy, but like it's got so many great funny moments that just feel real. Like
I mean, it's just because Tom Hanks and like, definitely, it's just the way it's played.
If Tom Hanks wasn't a dick, this really wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, true story. Very true story.
I made that up. I
Did
said
you
it first.
Say that?
Yes.
No, I said it first.
No, you said
it's
it.
It's mine. I saw it.
You said it, but then he said there may be a technical difficulty.
But then I accidentally hit the stop recording button for like a second.
Went all wobbly.
No, but it would have been just a totally different movie, and wouldn't like.
That's
right. Then it would be like too dark. It would just.
This movie's a nice, simple story that's
like,
just fun
and
for everyone.
And Tom Hanks' character, it does actually care about the business side of things because he's like, "Well, you guys are in breach of contract," and he's like, "You could play here for a little bit, but you got to be out of
the
hotel."
And that one guy that's always a gangster wearing the pink suit. It's like I love that he's so bothered. He's just trying to eat a sandwich.
Why is this guy talking to me? The guy
oh.
Who was like,
oh, you
he's
mean
advertising?
From, wasn't he in The Godfather?
Yes.
Was he?
Yeah.
Well, he's in every of those.
It's true.
Italian movies.
Yeah, but he was in The Godfather.
Probably. True.
If I was in the situation, I feel like I'd be Steve Zahn.
That's about right. I believe in that.
I mean,
I would just go. It would be fun. I'd be like, okay, I'll just keep playing this song.
If it wasn't
for
Billy Crudup, like they'd have Wolfman on their team.
And because of this,
it's but, like, can you play? Can you play?
Slapping the bass,
and that's and I love Steve Zahn. Just Russ, like okay,
all right. He's like all right,
yeah. And because of this, also Tom Hanks's production company is called Playtone.
Yeah,
so everything he produces, like when he's like his production company's involved.
I mean,
that's
good
why
for
you
him
see the Playtone
directing
logo.
Good for Tom Hanks. I'm giving him credit on this.
America's
one.
Dead.
Yeah, I was really worried about him, and then he made this movie, and I was like, okay, he's gonna be
like,
all right.
You know, one day they're gonna find like
he's gonna be all right.
30
no
bodies under his
no,
house.
No man,
something
no.
crazy.
They're gonna find out that he killed three dudes with a pass.
You know what? Fuck it. He gets a pass.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, I mean, it's a solid movie. It's not like any like. It's just it's
there's
about
nothing wrong with it.
Like a band coming
it's just,
up.
It's just a light. It's just a good natured,
you know,
delight of a film.
It's like,
and
like,
they're called the Wonders because they're one hit wonders.
No one's on drugs because all the
it's well, like,
all
like,
the wrong time.
Like all the biopics and everything.
You don't want this shit, man.
Yeah, none of them are like obviously can be that fun. This is just
except
a fun
walk
story hard. About a band. Yeah.
I really like the other time when the drummer, like when he nerds out with the guy that sings Mr. Saturday Night and he just starts singing it to him and the guy just walks away like and he keeps singing like he doesn't realize the guy's like, all right.
So it's like they have fake people.
But the Beatles exist.
But then yeah, and then if you look at the charts, they had the real songs of that time period.
They would stop a lot and cut like because you saw almost Rolling Stone and then like
yeah.
Something different.
And then the thing, all the stuff that happens with Charlize Theron, like, because like the first time I saw it, I was just like, oh, she's just a jerk.
You know what?
But it's like you watch it, like all he can talk about is the band, like he can't tell that she's not as interested.
If I ever saw a dentist look like that, I'd bang him too.
I mean, he was a handsome dude.
That's the hottest dentist. That's a hot dentist, man. Yeah. I mean, that guy. I'm like, look at this guy.
I know. When I saw it too, I was like, damn, that dude's attractive.
That's a hot dude, and I bet he ain't gonna talk about music.
He's all about how she needs to.
Drilling and filling.
All right. See, Travis almost said something. I said, and then you topped it. And Travis just sat there like, nah.
All right.
I wasn't gonna even say anything that was. I wasn't gonna try and joke about it. I was just gonna say that's a handsome dude.
Well, you can't. Really
I was just gonna keep
it.
Backing it up
because it's a beautiful man. I don't even know who he was.
Just some guy.
Some hot ass dude.
Some hot ass dude. Hey, hot dude, we need you for
gone,
a dentist.
Gone before his time, I suppose.
He looks like a dude from the 1950s, like a hot dude from the 1950s.
But that's why I like that they didn't prolong that whole thing with Charlize Theron. It was just like, oh, what happened to your girlfriend? Oh, yeah, she left me for a dentist.
Yeah,
like,
they didn't see,
like,
cool. They cut all that. Because I think for being 13 years old, I'm doing pretty good.
Which is why The Doors is like 5 hours long. Have we watched The Doors?
I've never seen The Doors in my life.
I used to love that movie.
You can
There's
pick
no
it.
Way that movie could be good.
Oh, man.
In a New Orleans.
I don't even know what
Mr. Mo.
What he actually looks like.
Riser.
I just think it's Val Kilmer.
Yeah. Have we done Kills? Great Balls of Fire?
No.
I've never seen Great Balls of Fire.
Are you joking? I've seen it a bunch of times.
I'm going to hell.
I'm going playing the piano.
I'm aware. I've never actually seen it, though.
Wow. Well, we're going to watch that.
Okay. Well.
I just always think whenever anyone has like a picture of like Jim Morrison up, I'm like, that's a good Val Kilmer poster.
Valley Kills.
Well, I'm just like, he's got some good nipples.
Leather pants.
Nipples blazing.
Leather pants.
And he
nipples.
Probably smelled like shit all the time. And he is a piece of shit with the girl saying drink his drink.
He just smelled like shit.
Him and Janis Joplin had sex.
That's because he smelled
gross.
Like sex. It was the 70s.
You mean Jackie Jerk Jump?
Jackie Joke Jump.
Every they had to smoke indoors because if not, you'd smell the sex on the walls.
God damn it. Why you got to say the disgusting things?
All the juices and secretions just all over the painting the walls. That's how they stuck wallpaper.
This next song is called Love Secretion.
Yeah.
How do you know that? What's his name? Isn't Bob Dylan ain't copying me?
We have done that. That's the greatest biopic
this
of all
Walk
time.
This and are the best biopics because they're not real.
I think that's part of it.
It is.
That's part of what makes it work so well.
Because most biopics, and they all have to win an Oscar.
And they all have that moment where it feels like they all want to look at the camera.
Well, Walk the
Line.
And they're also far-fetched.
Walk the Line is like, it's okay. Like,
Yellow Water?
With that fucking troll.
I like when he's playing catch with that kid, and then all of a sudden... See, I get confused with Walk Hard.
You see what color them prisoners are wearing in Folsom Prison? They're wearing blues. What'd you say? They're Folsom Prison blues. Oh,
like
shit.
A punk.
There isn't a scene like that in Walk the Line, but I'm saying like every biopic has that type of moment where it's like, oh, shit.
It's always the like, hey, how you doing? I'm Elvis Presley. It's like, oh, hey.
Look out, man.
It's like, oh, my God, is that Ray Charles? Yeah, you got the right one, baby. It might as well be in Ray because of his Coca-Cola ads.
No idea.
Or Diet Pepsi ads.
Pepsi. Never seen it.
Okay. Yeah. No, they're pretty good. He used to sing, you got the right one, baby. This little kid pitcher used to also sing with him in one of the commercials.
Kid pitcher? Is that a rapper?
He was. His name's Henry Rowan Gardner. He's a pitcher.
Nice.
Funky butt lover.
That guy.
The tendon in his arms healed so tight he could throw...
It's like because it pulls.
Like
it pulls.
Oh, some mathematician did the...
Oh, from the... Yeah.
He did it. He said how hard and how fast the ball was traveling. So it was like 100, like 45 miles per hour.
When he throws it back
to get
into
it
the...
a straight line from there because it's elevated to the catcher's straight.
Jesus. That's one hell of an arm. So
they would have been dumb not to sign him.
And if he's only throwing it like... 60 feet once he's a pitcher, it should be.
Was Gary Busey the love interest?
Yeah.
That was before things went bad for him, his face.
For his mom, yeah.
And mind. Yeah.
Go to your mom's house.
So let's talk about, was it?
Smoke sausage. But that's not him.
It's not even real.
Sad. I thought he was in this whole time.
Indeed. So, does that thing you do hold up? We'll start with the guy who's never seen it, Nick.
I mean, I've known the song.
Yeah.
Because it became a popular song.
It was a very popular song.
And wait, because the guy who did of Fountains of Wayne, he sang it too. Like, is it?
I believe that's his voice singing too. Yeah.
I mean, because it sounds like him.
Because it's definitely not that guy. Because when he sings that he quits, he doesn't sound like the guy from Fountains of Wayne anymore.
What's this Fountains of Wayne?
Stacey's mom. She's got it going on.
It's Bowling for Soup.
It's such a good song.
Such a good song.
It is. It's a banger. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Tom Hanks did a great job writing and directing. They said he did this because he was bored doing interviews for Forrest Gump. He's like, I'm going to do this. And then he's just like.
Is that that thing you do?
And then he's going to make Toy Story 4 and ruin it.
He's not making it. He's just doing a voice.
I know, but
he's a hired hand.
He has some say. He's Tom Hanks. It's a shame. But yeah, I really enjoyed this movie. I mean, it's got Steve Zahn and Ethan Embry really doesn't do anything.
He was probably about as high making this as he was making Can't Hardly Wait.
No, he was in that movie though. He was talking.
But they said he was high out of his mind when he filmed it. So he was doing less, so he's probably like,
He seemed more high in Empire Records.
Well, because that's the character too.
Mandy.
You love that movie.
I hate Empire Records.
I could tell. Did people tell you, oh, you like Kevin Smith, you like Mallrats? Yes. You probably would love Empire Records. Exactly. That's why I watched
it. You should like all those bands. You should know Bowling for Soup and Newfound Glory. You should love them. You just should. I mean, I don't know how you don't. It's crazy that you
never worked for me.
It just makes sense. But yeah, I did like it. It holds up. It's just a fun movie. And I'm glad it wasn't like all deep, except for the end where I'm like, man, that guy's kind of mean to her. And then American Werewolf in Paris.
Well, Faye, she's special.
Wait, so the girl's still a werewolf?
I guess so.
That movie sucks, man.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
What a piece of shit. And the CGs, they look like cavemen.
I'm going to pick it one day. We liked it. I enjoyed it.
That's crazy.
You told me about it, which is why I watched it.
I didn't like it.
You also told me about most of the next movie that we're going to talk about.
You said you couldn't, but then you did. It's your fault.
Well, it's a spoiler for next week if you can figure that out.
I recommend everyone watch these things Tom Hanks does. Except for Geppetto, but you should watch that.
I still haven't.
I just don't get the point of that. Like, these Disney remakes are fucking
garbage. Not the biggest Pinocchio fan in general.
I don't like Pinocchio. I don't care. Except for I like Pinocchio and Shrek.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's different. That's a horse of a different color. Jimmy.
Yeah, it holds up. Love it. I loved it back then. Every time I've seen it, I love it. The song is great.
It's like The Exorcist.
Yeah. All their other songs are great. Just everything about it. There's no part of it where I'm like, oh, this scene or this part. I think the acting's spot on. It's a fun performance from everyone. It's hard.
It ain't hurting nobody.
It's hard to say anything bad about this movie at all. Like I loved it, and except for I wish I would have heard
there
the
was
song
no
more.
There was no evil anybody. Like any of the producers.
No one was overly mean. Like it's just like it was just a good.
But you know what?
Tale.
That's what's fake about it, because everyone is evil.
But that's sometimes you just
during
wanna,
this time period, everyone's evil.
You just want a movie that you enjoy, and like, it's just hey, it's fun, and not like
yeah, nothing
like
else.
Like the
happens.
Doors or Queen, that like all these stories where like there's parts where they lie and
you
it's
see
fake.
The Queen one,
yeah, it's not. It's
you
so
see all those Bohemians,
overrated. Yeah,
they're all
like
rapping
it?
In the city.
It won an
it's
Oscar.
Like a rap city.
Oh,
yeah, Travis trying to tell a joke. Hold on,
he won an Oscar. That Rami Malek won
Robot.
For this. Yeah. Won for that movie.
Oh.
It's just all these biopics. It's like, come on, man. Let's take
it. Did he
it
win
easy.
It for Night at the Museum too?
No, he won it for playing Freddie Mercury.
You know what? Night at the Museum's one of the best trilogies ever.
It really is.
One day I'll see them all. I've only seen parts of the first
Part
movie,
one's
but
just
nothing
a good movie.
Else.
And then Robin Williams in it. He makes you sad every time you see him now.
There's only one movie start with Darth Vader and Oscar the Grouch in it. And that's Night Museum 2. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's in it? Oscar the Grouch?
And Darth Vader.
Wait, why is Oscar the Grouch in it?
What are you talking about?
I don't remember him.
They're at the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
So they got like Sesame Street.
I don't remember that part.
I do. Oh, I do.
Yeah, so yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody, he won, and then it won three other Oscars in relation to film editing and sound.
Like, but all those biopics, they all win shit, and they don't deserve it, in my opinion.
You're right.
Yeah, no, it's pretty accurate.
But if they're fake, though,
it's just Oscar bait.
I'm all about it.
That's also true. Yeah, this movie absolutely holds up. I enjoy it. Basically, everything Jimmy said. It's just it was one of those movies back before when I still had regular like cable. If it was on, I would just leave it on. Like if I was scrolling through
like Ice Pirates.
Like sure.
Oh man, we need to rewatch that.
One of us wouldn't be rewatching it. Oh. One of us would be watching it for the first time in their life.
I'm sorry,
Doc. You don't need to ruin my childhood. I don't need to.
Why?
Because I know it doesn't hold up, but I loved it and I needed to stay.
When are you gonna pick Remo Williams
or Barbarian Brothers?
Don't do that. I don't want to do that to Remo Williams either. I want that one
or Buckaroo Banzai.
Oh, that movie is probably bad.
I've not seen any of these movies that I'm saying. By the way,
I don't think Buckaroo Banzai was good then. I didn't love like Buckaroo Banzai.
I need those three to stay good for me.
And you know why? Because Peter Weller should not be a leading man unless he dressed like a robot.
Because
he's
an
ugly man.
You're crazy.
Jeff Goldblum looked all stupid too. Oh, and then the guy who was the angel, he had dyed blonde hair, right?
Angelus?
No, you know what I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. God, that movie sucks.
You suck.
That movie would be bananas if we rewatch Buckaroo Banzai.
Once again, it would be my first time.
Ice Pirates.
You know what? But that movie, since it was the 80s, there's probably a lot of lulls in it where you're just like.
Ugh. Barbarian Brothers.
That's just going to be bad. That wasn't good back then.
Beastmaster.
I just like to watch a bunch of Buck
Beastmaster
dudes.
2.
You're just no, listing one. Movies
I mean,
I've never
Beastmaster.
Seen.
Beastmaster.
See, I need to not hate these movies.
I'm going to pick FX2, Deadly Art of Illusion, the only FX movie I've ever seen.
You know what? I don't think I've seen part
the first one, either. So.
I think I've watched part one many times and just not been interested.
I'm like, there's a clown in it.
That's part two.
Is it in part one too?
But all I know is part two is the one where he can control the clown by like, yeah.
So he's Mysterio?
Kind of.
There you go.
Crocodile Dundee.
Mysterio is in Roadhouse.
That's a good movie. He just hosted Saturday Night Live. It was a good episode.
I heard.
It was pretty good.
Hey, man, you see this one? Hey, how about this one?
They're all good. What are you going to do, man? What are you going to do?
I'll watch them shortly.
But yeah, it holds up. It's a fantastic film. You can't help but smile while watching it, basically. It is a comfy film, as Aaron would say. It is a very comfy film. And once again, I'll be posting the link if anyone's interested in his art for the Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters. Nick just put on Bar Rescue and we all just smiled.
He called you bitch.
I think I'm going to buy that shirt.
Which shirt?
You have a Bar Rescue shirt?
Oh, the Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters.
Oh, man. Is
yeah,
it
I might too.
I want a Bar Rescue shirt.
I need to buy more of those shirts. Yeah. Nick, where can people find you? Do you have anything to recommend this week?
Playing Nick. 23.
Find him at the local pizza parlor.
No, in his car, driving home from the pizza parlor. Yeah,
yeah. Sometimes you just get hungry.
Sliming down a pie.
Good.
Where was the pizza from?
It's called Golden Pizza, some fucking generic one, where it's like $8.95 a pizza.
Was it good?
Yeah.
like better than like one of the chains?
Like
or
like Naked Gun, just eating a piece of cake. Wait, have we done Naked Gun?
No. We've done Airplane, but we've never done Naked Gun. I know.
All right.
I love L.A.
Well, stay tuned.
Homer Simpson.
We haven't done that either.
Homer Simpson driving in his
I apologize for my burps. I had shrimp at Rubio's today.
Eating ice cream. Oh, man. That's raspberry. Because she's like, my dad's not just some big fat lardo. And then it shows him driving. That's one of the best episodes ever. I recommend... There was something I wanted to recommend. NBA playoffs are great.
I thought you were going to say NBA Jam at first.
That game was great.
He's on. You had the code. Motherfucker.
I didn't.
You're fucking cheap.
I couldn't even use Jordan in the game.
The game didn't even want me to win.
He did say that.
That was about the alligator and Animaniacs.
Yeah.
I had the code, but I can only use Montel Jordan.
This is how you do.
You could use that. You could be George Clinton.
P-Funk. You weren't George Clinton, you were P-Funk. Because they couldn't technically call him George Clinton.
They had lots of random things.
Yeah.
Remember that WCW game where we played like just to unlock all these characters?
We did it.
We throw them outside the ring until
the Raptor.
And then we get off.
Yeah.
We get back in. That's how you'd win. That's ridiculous. And we didn't even get any achievements. We're just doing this to do it.
I don't care about achievements anymore.
I don't either.
I like getting
trophies, like, I mean, I get them, but like, no, I mean, but like, I wouldn't do that anymore. When I do things like that, I'm just like, I'm just trying to 100% this game. So, yeah.
Feels good. Jimmy.
Obscure Gen everywhere. I recommend X-Men 97 because it's the greatest cartoon
ever. So
good.
It's sad and
it's
funny.
Just,
it's just
so
amazing.
Good. It's taking the best parts of the comic books and just make like, don't do a, I don't even want to see a movie now. It's just like, they've done it. It's done perfect. I don't need to see
anything. It gets my dick off.
It's just so beautiful.
Fucking
it's just
scony.
It's like, God damn it. God damn. I said, God damn. It's just, it's nuts. I love it so much. And also, if you've watched the HBO show Conan, what's it called?
Conan Must Go. Conan O'Brien Must Go.
Yeah, Conan O'Brien Must Go. I also recommend revisiting on HBO. They also have Conan Without Borders, which is when he would go to other countries on the TBS show. It's not as good, but it's almost as good. It's the same basic concept. I loved it because sometimes whenever I would watch it, like he was in Cuba, I saw the Cuba one, but it was like every day there was a part of, like, in each episode. But this is just a compilation of that whole week in one episode. So it's pretty awesome. So I recommend
Cuber.
Cuber.
You can find me, Plain Travis, pretty much anywhere. And as far as recommendations go, Childish Gambino released a new album this week, and it's pretty damn good. There's one song that's incredibly catchy, and it just lives in my head now because it's very catchy. But it's a good album.
Oh, we saw John Mulaney, and he stole our bit.
We did see John Mulaney. He talked about what we talked about in the Exorcist episode, in which we talk about how the devil's always talking about sucking cock.
Yeah, like just
John Mulaney might be the only person who listens to our podcast for all we know.
He listens to it and he stole our idea.
So, I mean,
you want to play best ball?
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool, though, that John Mulaney listens to us. I'm just going to choose to believe that to be the case. but yeah, the Childish Gambino album's pretty good. And then,
did you know that's Donald Glover?
No, man. No, because this guy's singing.
I
Donald Glover's an actor.
I felt so stupid when I found that out like years later.
Oh, was that you who's the idiot?
That was me.
Oh, Jesus.
Where I was just like, I was looking at TMZ and they posted a picture and they're like, I was like, wait, hold on.
Yeah, it's technically not a new album. It's an album that he released a few years ago, but it wasn't finished. It was all, and the mixes were off. So he finally finished it, added a couple new songs to it as well. And now the songs all have titles too, but it's solid. It's called Ata Vista.
He's Lando.
Ata Vista.
Baby.
No, Ata Vista.
If you want to shine him on.
No. If you really want to shine him on. All right. Well, that's this week's episode. AAA Gone Not Forgotten.
Baby.
Unless this is going to play an ad.
What?
We'll see. Nope, it's playing an ad, of course.
That's a pretty good song for Sprite.
All right. AAA Gone Not Forgotten.
You've never heard this song before?
Yes, by Bowling for Soup.